Neighbors in Stanford, this is Christian. How may I help you?
Catalina Horak is Colombian-American and runs a nonprofit called Neighbors Link in Stanford, Connecticut. It provides English classes and support services for immigrants. She's cautious when talking about unaccompanied minors who are now in her community.
We're very careful about what we ask them because it's a very sensitive issue. And, you know, we work very hard on developing trust and making sure that they feel comfortable.
Children under the age of 18 who try to cross the border on their own aren't new. But according to U.S. authorities, the sheer volume has tripled in just 2 years. This year, officials estimate the number to reach 60,000. Most of the kids come from Honduras and Guatemala. They're trying to escape violence, lawlessness, and poverty. After being detained, the children are placed with relatives in the U.S. while their cases are pending. Catalina Horak of Neighbors Link says they've worked with a dozen kids who have just arrived in the last few months.
I mean, you know, this morning we were helping a young boy, 16, register for high school. He had not seen his father in 12 years. And he was detained at the border and he was released to his father a couple of weeks ago, and now he's here with a legal case.
It's a dangerous trip. Most of the kids are brought to the border by smugglers. Stories of rape, brutality, and theft are common. The smugglers will often leave the kids in plain sight to be picked up by U.S. Border Patrol. In the past, the idea was to evade authorities. But now, being detained and starting a legal case is preferred. The kids are then reunited with relatives already in the country, and they enroll in local schools.
So, introduce yourself to each other. Go ahead. You are seeing each other for the first time.
There are about 20 students in a classroom at West Hill High School in Stanford. Newly arrived to the U.S., they are learning basic English conversation.
Hi. And this is Brendan. What's your name?
Armando.
Okay. Where are you from?
Guatemala. And you?
I'm from Guatemala, too.
The class is part of a new arrivals program at the high school started this fall, where at least 40 unaccompanied minors are estimated to have enrolled since the start of the year. The program assesses them and gives them learning options. Instead of putting them into mainstream classes, they can spend the day focusing on English conversation and maybe the basics in math and other subjects. More advanced students can go into bilingual classes. Stanford Superintendent Winnie Hamilton says there are also concerns beyond academics.
You know, with students who are coming here from countries where they've tried to escape, did they lose a parent? Did they see something that was traumatic? Do they need, support services, including mental health support services? You know, there's those kinds of issues that have to be explored.
But not every district was so prepared. In Norwalk, officials say 43 unaccompanied minors enrolled just 1 week before school started. The district had to quickly juggle resources. Mike Lyons is chair of Norwalk's Board of Education. He says the situation is a challenge for school districts,
who, of course, have to bear 100% of the cost of this problem, since the federal government will relocate the kids into your community but provides absolutely no funding to support them.
Lyons estimates the additional students will cost his district nearly $300,000 this year. Immigrant advocates say the kids' deportation cases are delayed by backlog courts and not enough pro bono legal help, and that means the new arrivals and their needs are something schools will have to address for many years to come. Kayomi Getz, WSHU News.